Imagine you turn on the television one day and you're met with 3D programming. This first happened on April 29th. KECA Television in Los Angeles, California, the first to experiment with 3D television. Now that may not surprise you, it really may surprise you though, this was in 1953. You may have been surprised the first time in 1968. 1968, you heard some of the musical production that was first performed on April 29th at the Biltmore Theater on Broadway. That is the production of Hair. Perhaps these things would grab your attention, make you take notice, such as Jesus does. Jesus makes people pay attention. When you look at the scriptures of his day, it is described how God brought his vine out of Egypt, and he planted this vine in the promised land. And Israel is to be that vineyard. It is to flourish and it is to prosper. It is to bear fruit. But then over time, we can read how this vineyard began to grow what is described as wild vines. This is a symbol of a degeneration of the relationship the people had with their God. The prophets spoke out against what was happening, pointing out how the people were flawed and how they had become impatient and in many ways wandered for God, often in search for other gods. Someone described this as Jesus coming then and uprooting everything. For Jesus grabs their attention. Jesus makes the people take notice when he says, I am the true vine. That God is establishing in Jesus a vine to which the people are now to become attached. That with Jesus they are to find life and they are to find purpose. And as branches, they are to produce fruit by their connection with Jesus and their relationship with Jesus. And the practice will continue. Well, God will prune the branches. The branches will be cleansed. This is ongoing as being a branch, as a part of the vine. To remove the aspects of life of the people that are not productive, that would be described as the wild vine, so that the branches can continue to grow in the most efficient manner and that they may bear good fruit. But recognizing yet that this cleansing, this process, would never be complete. And so Jesus stresses the importance of the relationship. Abide in me. Some people may think of this in forms of kind of a mystical relationship, a spiritual relationship that's beyond words that can express, and perhaps that is true. I remember one time when I was in high school and we were at an orientation. It was a day-long thing. You have to sit through it and it's kind of boring and you have to put up with it. But I happened to be sitting next to a real nice girl whom I really didn't know, but I felt a connection. And sure enough, then she took her notebook out and she wrote on there number sign or pound sign or now hashtag sign. So she handed that to me and I wrote my phone number down, thinking, great. So I handed it back to her and she kind of looked at me strangely and she wrote another pound symbol and up in the left-hand corner she put an X. Tic-tac-toe. So perhaps this connection wasn't what I thought it was. But when Jesus says, abide in me, he's perhaps thinking more of a human analogy, a human picture that we can relate to. Think of a situation. It may be too real for many of us. It may be personal for many of us. When we think of a person in our lives who has made a mess of his or her life, where the actions have been taken by a person that have been harmful, or maybe a person has been afflicted in some way, but they face difficulty and hardship. But then how a loving family member or a loving friend comes to the aid of that person and in many ways rescues them from a degenerating situation that would only get worse. But yet throughout this period of time then, the relationship is necessary to continue for this period of recovery and healing, for restoration to health, for physical, for psychological wellness, for mental well-being. And in order to retain this transformation, it's necessary to keep in contact, to abide with one another. Needing the strength of that loved one or that friend so as not to fall prey to old ways or old problems. Abide with me, Jesus says. I remember in college, a friend of mine was often visited by his old high school friends. And they would come up and do things and party and stuff like that. So I kind of talked to him about one time, you know, and maybe think sometimes they went a little bit too far, you know, with some of their partying and what the things they were doing. And he says, well, you know, they're my friends. And I said, well, maybe it's time to get new friends. On that, how it is necessary to abide with Jesus, to keep in relationship with Jesus and to keep in contact. An example we get from that is Jesus himself, who's constantly in contact with God. Every new chapter of his life or his ministry, he found time to reconnect. He spent 40 days in the wilderness following his baptism before he began his ministry. As his arrest approached, and facing torture and crucifixion, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane and there he prayed. Whenever there was expectation of challenges that Jesus would face, he would withdraw and focus on that connection with God. He would find a place to meet God, to abide with God. And as Jesus did with God, we maintain contact with Jesus, who has the power to transform our lives. And we'll maintain that connection as we go through this constant transformation and growth and change. There was a man who had been married to his wife for some years, but she recognized in her husband that in many ways he wasn't very sophisticated and kind of uncultured. So he set out to prove her wrong. And so he was talking with a friend of his. He was making big plans. He says, you know where I'm taking my wife? The friend says, no, I don't. He says, let me give you a hint. It starts with B and rhymes with wallet. See, he wasn't very cultured, you know, sophisticated. Abide with me, Jesus says. And by doing so, we enrich our own life. Yet it's a lifelong process where cleansing takes place. There's constant renewal. And so then we are to be fruitful, to benefit others, to reflect the beauty of God in all that we do. And by doing so, Jesus says, we bring glory to God. Abide in me, Jesus says. People will take notice. we will grasp their attention. Amen.